Again, we are focusing on the doctrine of justification by faith alone. We started to look at that last week in questions 59 through 61. What does it help you now that you believe all this? That I am righteous in Christ before God and an heir of eternal life. That is who I am. That is my identity. Now, what's fascinating, and I think it was Martin Luther that said, if it wasn't, it was another theologian that said, if you preach the gospel, if you preach justification by faith alone, you will get pushback. Well, what about good works? If we're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, and not based on anything that we do, then why do anything? Why do good works? If it doesn't matter. If you notice in question number 64, that's that question. But does not this teaching, this doctrine, make men careless and profane? If there's no benefit in obeying God's law, why should I do it? And the answer is, because of the work of the gospel, being implanted into Christ by true faith, good works, good fruits of thankfulness will follow. And again, our salvation is not based on what we do. What we do is the fruit of what Christ has done, what the Father's done, what the Spirit has done. So there will be fruit. There will be good works. But those good works, as question 63 says, they're not designed to merit us anything. That's not the focus. The focus is the glory of God. The focus is the pleasure of God. I do what I do not so that I can store up riches or have crowns or whatever. I do it because I want to please my Heavenly Father. I do it because of what Christ has done for me, and I want to say thank you. I do it because the Holy Spirit abides with me and puts up with my failures and sins and rebellions and all. And he takes and confronts me, and he loves me. But at the same point in time, they are good works. Why? Because, as it says, the reward comes not of merit, but of grace. We are saved by grace. We are empowered by grace. God is working through us and in us for his glory. And so, the rewards, the eternal rewards, which I look upon as instruments or as resources to be used through eternity to glorify God, those rewards come not of merit, but of grace. Yes, we go forth and we do what God has called us to do. But we don't do it to gain. We do it because it is the right thing to do and because we love our God. The question even, I notice I'm coming backwards. I'm working my way back. Question 62 is a question that is raised. Well, is there any connection with what we do with the righteousness that God requires? And the answer is, Jesus said it this way, be ye therefore perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect. Anybody here can claim perfect obedience to God's law every moment of his or her existence? How about our hearts? No. As it says in the Catechism, it must be perfect throughout and entirely conformable to the divine law. God created us. We are his servants, and he has put into our hearts and into our minds what it is that he wants us to do, and we don't do it. Call that sin. We fall short. As it says, even our best works in this life are all imperfect and defiled by sin. And yet God chooses to bless us in spite of ourselves. That's why we call it grace. It's one of the reasons why we call this church Grace Reformed Church, is it not? We focus on that aspect. So we are saved by grace. Grace is also what we experience in life. Our sanctification is the work of grace. And we look forward to glory through grace. Amen. Amen.